This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In the fall, it was a survey finding nearly all corporate CEOs thought there would be a recession next year. Now, as autumn turns to winter, a majority of economists across several surveys also think the Fed's battle to tame inflation with higher interest rates will produce some kind of recession, at least a mild one, in the coming months. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
First, let's define a recession. It's a sustained contraction of the economy, negative growth lasting more than a few months. And we're probably not there yet. But parts of the economy already are, under the pressure of higher interest rates, says Brent Schutte at Northwestern Mutual.
A lot of the goods part of the economy is now in a recession already. The housing market feels like a recession.
And the index of leading economic indicators is down 2.7% for the year.
If I go back to 1950, there has never not been a recession when you're at this level.
Meanwhile, bond investors have driven short-term interest rates above long-term interest rates, a situation known as an inverted yield curve, says Tulane economist Gary Hoover.
When you see this inversion taking place, that means that we're anticipating some type of recession sooner rather than later.
But in spite of these signs of impending economic slowdown, Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter says two key indicators of growth are still chugging along in non-recessionary territory, job creation and consumer spending.
The labor market is still strong. Workers are receiving real wage increases again, which suggests they will continue to consume goods and services, and that will continue to sustain demand for labor.
Pollack says there are signs the labor market is cooling a bit. Job postings have declined from red-hot levels earlier this year, for instance. But she says employers' demand for labor, driven by consumers' demand for goods and services, is still at historically high levels.
So we're unlikely to see an employment decline that would put us in recession territory anytime soon.
But most economists think a recession, at least a mild one, is in the cards for early next year, especially if the Fed keeps hiking interest rates aggressively to fight inflation. Brent Schutte at Northwestern Mutual says we'll know the economy's actually contracting
when we get our first negative jobs report, which is likely not too far in the distant future.
Job losses and rising unemployment tend to be lagging economic indicators, which means by the time we get our first negative jobs report, we'll probably already be in the recession that Schutte and most other economists are anticipating. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.